This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Social networking, I get. You want to know what your friends are doing. You want them to know what you're doing. I got it. Social commerce, that, I must confess, is a new one for me. Websites like fab.com and thefancy.com, based on the idea that word of mouth is maybe the best marketing tool of all. Kate Betts is the person we call when I need to know something about this whole retail fashion buying world. Hey, Kate, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai, good to talk to you.
I will tell you what, Ms. Betts, I learn something new every time I talk to you. This idea of social commerce, what is this?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, starting 4 or 5 years ago, we had these flash sale sites that came along, sites like Gilt and Rue La La. And I think technology is just moving so quickly and everybody's trying to become the next Amazon, you know,
or
the idea of Pinterest. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes, but come on. I don't live under a rock.
Oh, okay. So so Pinterest gives you this idea of self-expression, they call it. But you can't really buy anything on Pinterest. And I think that frustrated a lot of users.
So you've got these sites like The Fancy and Fab.com. How does it work? I mean, you sign up or you become a member or what do you do?
Well, some of them are just sign up. Some of them are invitation only. And basically, you are recommending products that you like to your friends, or you're looking to your friends or to people you trust for recommendations.
And do you get a cut if they buy? Do they get a cut if you buy?
On some of the sites like Lovocracy, you get a cut of the products that your friends buy that you recommended. It's kind of like the old model of direct marketing, Avon Lady, Tupperware, all of those fun things from the 50s.
Yay, let's bring those back. Can you get good stuff there or are you buying schlock? I mean, do you get brand names?
Well, you buy whatever you recommend.
So it's a win-win in theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I guess if you could say like Pinterest is like a magazine, these sites are kind of like designing your own catalog.
This is all about the democratization of style and fashion and appearance and design and all that. We are now moving away from this top-down model where Anna Wintour, just to name names, tells us what we should be wearing next fall.
I love it when you drop names, Kai. it's totally... That's exactly right. It turns the whole model upside down. And it's a democracy of brands, too, because the most widely recognized brands aren't necessarily the ones where people are buying the most product.
Yeah. Talk to me for a second, Kate, about the flash in the pan risk here. I mean, you know, for a long time, the daily deal sites were the big deal, Groupon and stuff. Is there a downside risk?
Well, I think the biggest downside risk is the technology is moving so fast. And I don't really know, you know, I'm not an engineer, but it seems like every day there's a new idea, a new algorithm, a new code that's being written that makes, you know, adds a new dimension to shopping. And so I think that that's the hardest thing to keep up with.
Kate Betts, I learn something new every time I talk to you, Kate. Her book, it's about Michelle Obama. It's called Everyday Icon. Kate, thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much, Kai.